It's 8:56 and 43 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We go to Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we're sharply higher in beans and wheat and also corn on worries about South American weather. Also a little bit of a strike down there by the truckers and just supplies here of wheat with our tight acreage. At the moment, we have March corn up 5 at 363.5. December corn up 4.75 at 391. March beans 1071.5 up 25.25, a quarter off their high. November's are at 1027.25 up 8.75, 2.5 off their high. And March wheat up 9.25 at 435.25, one off its high. The U.S. dollar down 83 at 135. The bonds for June for March at 153.17. up 108. Feb hog 65.30, down 30. Feb cattle up 52 at 119.05. And the March feeders at 129.52, up 22. The U.S. dollar helping things be by being down that hard. Crude oil 53.99 a barrel, up 84. We've been above the 54 mark. Grains higher across the board on worries about smaller crop out of South America due to too much moisture in Argentina. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, thank you very much, Pete. It's 8:58 and 43 degrees. Some other things affecting the corn market. Signs of ample supplies limiting the upside in corn prices a bit after yesterday's USDA data on quarterly stocks showed U.S. corn stocks as of December 1st were higher than expectations. Losses were also limited as the USDA in Thursday's WASDE report cut its U.S. 2016-17 corn production estimate to 15.148 billion bushels. That's a bigger cut than expectations of 15.2 billion bushels, and it lowered its U.S. corn ending stocks estimate to 2.35 billion bushels, less again than expectations. And March soybeans in that WASDE report, USDA unexpectedly cut its 2016-17 soybean production estimate to 4.307 billion bushels, less than expectations, and cut its U.S. soybean ending stocks estimate to 420 billion bushels, also less than expectations. Let's take a look at weather here today. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures gradually falling today. We expect them to be around the 40-degree mark by the time the sun sets around 5 p.m. today. And then meanwhile tonight, cloudy skies and a low of 32. West winds at 5 to 10. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow and a high of 44 degrees. Currently cloudy skies, temperatures in the low to mid-40s throughout the listening area. A little mist right now in Danville, 44 degrees there. That's the only precipitation being reported, although Bloomington dealing with a little dense fog there at 40 degrees right now. 43 in Decatur, 44 in Charleston and Mattoon, 42 in Sullivan, 42 in Clinton, 43 in Monticello. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 43 degrees at 9 o'clock.